Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, April 19th, 2010. Shout out to everyone that was in New York this weekend who participated in the Curvy Girls Weekend. Looks like you all had a blast and raised a lot of money for MS. So congrats to you all for a job well done. And if you didn't get a chance to donate but still want to, visit plusmodelmag.com for the donation link. And if you are in Los Angeles, join me along with plus-size stylist Rhea Norman and makeup artist Marlena G for Curvy Network, a plus-size industry networking event this Saturday, April 24th, from 7 to 10 p.m. To attend, you have to RSVP in advance, and today is the last day to RSVP through the website. So if you plan on attending this event, make sure you register today by visiting ShaniceLewisProductions.com. And as always, I've got a fantastic show for you this evening. Coming up later on the show are Lisa Alpern. She got married and she has a new last name, and I know I'm going to totally slaughter her new last name, but it's Knotia. I don't know. She'll have to tell me. And Henry N. Jackson. But up first is Chastity Garner. Chastity started her modeling career as a signature model for Jabri Plus Sizes. The experience opened up a world of fashion beyond her imaginations. She started Garner Style to offer image consulting services that cater to plus-size women as well as boutiques that serve them. After styling many high-profile clients and being asked a multitude of questions about style for plus-size women, the Curvy Girls Guide to Style blog was born so she could share reviews of plus-size fashion and give style advice to women all over the world. Her new book, The Curvy Girls Guide to Style, Volume 1, is a fashionista's guide to having fabulous style at any size. The book explores several areas of style that the average curvy girl struggles with, and the chapters include Know Your Body, 10 Essentials for the Curvy Girl's Wardrobe, and Girdles, Foundations, and Brassieres. Oh, my. The Curvy Girl's Guide to Style Volume 1 will officially be released May 1st, 2010, and will be available to purchase online at Amazon.com or directly through her website. Let's welcome Chastity to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
Hi. Good. Now, did I pronounce everything correctly? Because I know I can mess up the name sometimes.
You sound good to me.
All right, good. Well, we're in business. So tell us, how did you get your start in the plus industry?
Well, first I'd like to just thank you for allowing me to be on the show. I'm excited about this interview today. So thank you, Shanice, for contacting me.
Yeah, thank you for being on here.
I started the style, like I said, 2005. I started modeling, and I just was opened up to garments that were just not the average plus-size garment. And that, so I modeled, like, 2005, I was in grad school, and then I went through, then I actually had a knee injury in 2008. Mm-hmm. So I had to kick off the heels, and so now I'm kind of, I can't do the 4 inches no more. I have to stick to, like, the 2.5 and the 3.
Well, I don't know if I could ever do the 4 inches.
Oh, I loved them. But anyways, but yeah, so with that, since I still wanted to be in the fashion world, I went to just styling, putting my name out there, styling the everyday woman as well as the celebrity woman.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I was like, well, you know, all this advice that I'm giving, like that women are paying for, I said it should be available to, you know, a multitude of people. You know, I'm thinking people are really interested, especially, you know, plus size women. They're really interested in, knowing what girdle to pick for their body, you know, what colors look best on them, what materials to wear, all this kind of thing. And so that's kind of how the blog was born.
Well, wait, let's rewind a bit. After you started modeling and that kind of introduced you to the plus industry, next did you go into image consulting and wardrobe styling before you even got to writing?
Oh, yeah. I was doing, like I said, in 2008, I started doing the image consulting. I started, basically, you know, I had gotten a lot of compliments of how to put together things and whatnot. And so I started, you know, just helping out the women in surrounding areas of Atlanta, and that's kind of how I started the whole styling bit. And I actually did that for, well, up until at this point now.
And I went through your website, and I looked at some of the services you provide, and I want to go through them, and I want you to tell me briefly about each, because some of them, you know, was something new to me I wasn't familiar with. So
okay.
Tell me, what is wardrobe renovation?
A lot of women have a lot of things in their closet that they don't wear, things
mm-hmm.
that have been collecting dust, things that they're never going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Wardrobe renovation basically goes through your closet. We try on things that work with your body type, things that you can still wear. We throw out the things that if you haven't worn it for a year, you need to let it go.
Mm.
We're trying to incorporate some new things in with your old things and kind of reinvent your whole wardrobe. I think another thing a lot of women do is they only wear one particular shirt with one skirt, and that's all they ever do with it. They never put it with another pair of pants or another dress or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
basically I want to open up all the possibilities of a woman's wardrobe and let her know that she can, you know, just be a little creative with it and try to, think outside the box a little bit.
Right. Now, the wardrobe styling for photo shoots, that's pretty basic. So you can be hired for plus models that are listening just to be their stylist for the shoot. That's self-explanatory. Now,
yes,
tell me about special event styling. You have birthday, weddings, et cetera. What does that mean?
Women, basically, they want to look their best for the event. They might not know where to start, or they don't want to go with the regular, you know, they might walk into Nordstrom or walk into Macy's and all these regular stores that, you know, are available to them. But, you know, I give out some options that they might have not knew existed.
So you're like a personal shopper?
Yeah, personal shopper. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have cosmetics consultation. So you do makeup as well?
No, I actually work with a person who does makeup. And basically,
oh, so you have a team?
Yeah. Yes, I
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay, and so you have, I guess, a hairstylist for the hairstyling consultation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't do makeup or hair.
Okay. Okay, and so what about the image renovation?
Basically, the image renovation is if you want to change your look, if you're not happy with where you're at now, I basically want to help you get to your style destination of, you know, what you want to look like on a daily basis, you know, how you can incorporate that into looking great at special events, to looking great for the casual, you know, casual weekend, you know, stroll through the park, to, you know, your everyday work wear. So basically, you know, I'm helping women get out of that. You know, if they're in a slump and, you know, and they can't figure out, you know, just how to get out of that style-wise, I help them with that.
Now, with the image renovation, consist of elements from the wardrobe renovation, because if you change the image, then I guess they need the new clothes to keep it up.
They need, you can use, I mean, with image renovation and wardrobe renovation, you can use things that you have been wearing or things that have been in your closet. You just might use them in a new way.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean shopping for new clothes.
Yeah, you can shop for new clothes, and I do advise that, you know, you do incorporate some new pieces in your wardrobe to kind of give you a new fresh start. But also, if you have a great black skirt, I'm not going to tell you to throw it out. I mean, keep that skirt because it looks great on you, and we can just, hook it up and make it look that much better on you.
Okay, and then you also do fashion marketing, and so that's kind of self-explanatory, the marketing with the flyers and website.
Mm-hmm.
What's the boutique consultation?
I've actually worked with boutiques with basically helping them get the right merchandise in their store to help attract the customers they want. Basically just attract the clientele that they want, and to get clothes, because boutique shopping, I think, is a little higher end shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you're going to find those one of a kind pieces, things that you can't find and necessarily in like the major plus size stores. I think also when you're boutique shopping, because you're going to pay a little bit extra, you're looking for quality garments.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm helping, pick out pieces that say, even if they don't cost a whole lot, they look like they cost.
Right,
so maybe somebody
that's trying to open a store but not familiar with all of the designers as you are, you can point them in the right direction.
Yes, ma'am.
And you also, I saw that you also hold style events. Now, what type of style events do you have?
Let's see, the last stop, we had basically Curvy Girl events. This actually consisted of myself. Basically, I was given style advice to each woman. I would assess their body type, let them know things that they should, that they should probably lean towards wearing. So pretty much it's just basically an event where, curvy girls can come together and get some style advice and mix and mingle and, just that sort of thing.
Okay. And all right, so we're going to get into your writing now. You have a blog and a new book that's coming out that both share the same name. So first tell us about your blog and some of the things we can find there.
My blog consists of, I do a lot of clothing reviews. My blog is extremely honest. A lot of things I purchase myself, so I'm kind of not restricted to staying within certain guidelines because maybe I was given something. And
Are you giving clothing and designers bad reviews on your blog before?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to, keep it, I'm going to say keep it real. I want to keep it real with people because, if you're spending $200 or $300 on a garment and it's not what it should have been or what you expected it to be, I want, to let people know before they actually even order it. I've had plenty of people say, well, thank you, because, I would have ordered this and I would have been disappointed.
Right.
So I give actually a really good reviews too, so I'm not the devil.
And now your new book that's coming out, it has the same title, The Curvy Girl's Guide to Style, Volume 1. So this means it's one of many. Now tell us about your new book.
The book is pretty much, I've gotten a lot of the same questions from my different readers and whatnot, and pretty much in my head I was like, I should put this all in one place so people can reference it and they can look at it and basically, have all the rules and steps out there, A to B, A to Z, or 1 to 10 or whatever.
Right.
So it's just there. I mean,
well, what's the difference between the content on your blog and the content in the book? Like, would somebody say, well, I might not need the book because I can read her blog for free? Or is it something totally different?
The content in the book is more style tips and whatnot. The content on the blog is more based around different clothing designers, clothing that I review, maybe some full-figured fashion events, things like that. Like, so basically the blog is not strictly style tips.
Okay.
Like, I don't give as many, because sometimes it can be a little lengthy, and blogs, you want to try to keep the articles a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
If this actually allows me, the book actually allowed me to really dive deep into, you know, and to give tips that you will probably never, you know, hear on the blog, because, you know, I try to keep it short and sweet. But another thing is, you know, the blog, people really do love the clothing reviews, and they do love the outfit posts, and that's something that you know, you're not going to get in the book, because the book is basically totally catered around style and you being like a stylish woman.
And now the book is not yet available. It is released May 1st. Oh, no, it is available.
You can order it, pre-order it.
Right, so you can pre-order it. And tell us where you go about to pre-order it.
You can go on my website. It's Garner Style, GarnerStyle.blogspot.com. And that's where it can be pre-ordered right now. And then May 1st, it will be available on Amazon.
And do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for?
I'm actually going to be doing some book premieres. I've got a couple of places in Atlanta that's looking at me, and a place in New York. I won't announce those just yet. Those are kind of, I'm going to kind of be out and about doing book signings and whatnot. And something I just had come up, actually, I was in Jones Magazine.
Okay.
The first issue that came out, I helped them with a style portion for a plus-size women. The article is called Go Figure.
Well, awesome. Well, congratulations on all of your success.
Thank you.
And tell everyone again your websites on your blog and your style website and everything.
Okay, my blog website is garnerstyle.blogspot.com. My website is www.garnerstyle.com. And that's it, I think.
Well, continued success, and I look forward to reading your book, because you are a very stylish woman. I know it's going to have a lot of good tips.
Thank you, Shanice, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, check out her blog called The Curvy Girl's Guide to Style, and the book with the same title will be out May 1st, and you can pre-order it right now through the website. Up next is one of our Plus Model Radio contributors, Sage, but I don't think she's called in yet, so I'm going to go straight to Lisa. So Lisa, I'm going to say Lisa C, because I can't pronounce this last name. She's going to have to tell me. But she is the founder and creative director of FashionFitsMe.com and BeautyPlusPower.com. Lisa is a full-figured fashionista with many years in the plus-size industry. She launched Beauty Plus Power in 2003, and it has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, Bus, Washington Woman, and the Houston Chronicles, just to name a few. Lisa has also appeared on Good Morning America, where she participated in a panel discussion regarding plus-size women. A former makeup artist and hairstylist, Lisa contributed to a book on plus-size weddings called Down That Aisle in Style by Charmin Canton, where she wrote about makeup tips geared to the plus-size bride. Lisa also produced the first ever plus-size model calendar to be sold on calendars.com and in calendar club stores around the country called Luscious Women with Curves, that was published in 2007. Over the years, Lisa has also acted as a columnist to many plus-size fashion brands on both design and marketing. So let's welcome Lisa to the show. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I loved that intro. It sounded like I've accomplished so much.
Well, you have. Don't be bashful.
Uh-huh.
Some of the new ladies in the plus industry might not know, but you've
mm-hmm.
been around.
That's right. There's a whole new generation of them now, Shanice.
It is. It is. So how did you get your start in the industry? Was it through hair and makeup that brought you to the plus industry?
Well, you know what really happened was that I had always been sort of overweight as a teenager, but not in the plus size range. And when I put on some additional weight in college, I discovered that I couldn't shop in regular stores anymore. But at the time, and we're talking even pretty much pre-internet days almost at that point, if I'm aging myself, you know, now, but there weren't a lot of options out there. There was pretty much just Lane Bryant, maybe The Avenue, and Ashley Stewart. I didn't really know where to shop. And as things became, stores started shifting their focus online, and I started discovering all the ways that I could try to dress myself more fashionably, I thought, God, I really want to share this with other women. I want other people to know that they have more options. I mean, today I think we almost start to take it for granted because there's a lot more plus-size fashion in the marketplace. But this was a time when I think Torrid had maybe just opened its first few stores. So we're talking the early days of style for the plus woman. And that's really how it originally started out.
Did you ever try to pursue being a plus-size model, or were you always just interested in being behind the scenes?
Well, I think I didn't pursue being a plus-size model for a couple of reasons, the main one being that I'm 5'5", mm-hmm. and I had always been told from straight size modeling that models were 5'10 and taller. That, and I don't really consider myself a model in terms of the way that I look, so it wouldn't have been something that occurred to me, but I do think that one of the things that's so exciting about the plus industry is that it's been a little bit more enveloping of people of different shapes and sizes than, say, traditional modeling, but it just wasn't a route that I was thinking about going down.
So tell me how Beauty Plus Power came about. And for those that are not familiar, tell us a little about the website.
Sure. So Beauty Plus Power is basically the result of endless hours of research. It's got, at this point now, over 700 unique listings of stores that carry either plus or extended size clothing for women. The range I focused on was anything over a size 12 and primarily lines that went up to at least about a 24 to a 28. I definitely have things that only go up to an 18 or a 20, but that may be more forgiving. I call these the limbo-sized lines that can accommodate shoppers that are more in the 12 to sort of 18 range, because there's a lot of women out there that fit that sort of not quite plus but not quite straight
mm-hmm.
size
mm-hmm.
collection. And then I really focused on trying to find unique things. So I think there's a lot of women who are able to find plus-size jeans now and cute plus-size dresses, but I have everything on Beauty Plus Power, from how to find a plus-size karate outfit to, you know, finding a plus-size goth look or a plus-size historical period costume.
Mm.
It's a really unique collection of stores, and really I think it came from wanting a centralized location for some of my research, and then it built out from there. And even though the options have grown tremendously since I started it in 2004, to my knowledge, I am still the pretty much most extensive collection that there is in one place of that many options.
And besides Beauty Plus Power, you launched Fashion Fits Me. Now, what's the difference between the two websites?
Sure. So Beauty Plus Power is essentially a directory where you can find information on the different stores, and then you'd click through to go look to their entire site. It is also the sort of acting home for the blog, which you can also find at beautyplusspower.blogspot.com. But Fashion Fits Me was designed to be a plus-size shopping portal. So it's essentially me pulling looks from various retailers and putting them all in one place, but not necessarily showing everything they have on their site. So it's a pretty comprehensive shopping experience where you can actually look at the items of clothing versus looking at the stores.
So on Fashion Fits Me, you handpick the pieces that you like from other places.
Absolutely. And I try to show as much as humanly possible, but at the same time, keep an editing eye as much as I can. So even though it may look like there's a couple hundred items from one retailer, there's definitely a lot of things that I did reject. Either I thought they were too expensive for the readers, they were too old-fashioned maybe, or they just weren't things that I'd feel comfortable promoting.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of your favorite plus designers that are out right now?
Sure. So I'm very much about affordable fashion. I think right now, being a young woman with a lot of financial responsibilities, having bought a home last year with my husband and
mm-hmm.
Just sort of making my way, I tend to look for new designers that are both exciting and comfortable on my wallet. So to that end, one of my favorite new designers is a woman named Lucy Liu, and that's LuciElu.com. Mm-hmm. She was actually one of the buyers for the line B and Liu, which was the letter B, ANDLU.com, mm-hmm. Which has been around for a long time, selling affordable, cute, plus-size clothes. Lucy branched out on her own and started a line, which I think is really cute and definitely easy on the wallet. I think almost everything on the site is under about $75 and some much less than that. I got a really great zipper detail T-shirt from her that's definitely very current to what straight size designers are doing. I'm also a fan of Darren Trent Acosta. He's not necessarily on a budget, but he makes beautiful dresses and suits. Really, of course, Shanice, and this is where I met you, if you remember, at the Svoboda trunk show in L.A.
Right, right.
I'm still a Svoboda girl right down to the core, and yes, I don't think $150 is expensive for jeans if you're going to wear them 150 times. So
exactly.
I'm still wearing jeans that I got at that event, plus, of course, the newer styles. I think Jessica just knows where it's at, denim-wise, more than anyone could ever imagine. And then on the more expensive side, I am absolutely crazy about Anna Scholz. I went to her trunk show in the city, in New York City, a couple of weeks ago, and I was just swooning over the styles. I mean, boy, if I had $550 to drop on a dress, I had myself in something I would have died for. But, you know, for the time being, I'll just have to covet.
Right. Now, besides having fashion portals on the Internet, you're also an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2007, you created Luscious Calendar,
yep.
which was the fabulous calendar with plus-size models. Now, why did you just do one installment?
Well, this is something that I didn't know a lot about before I started, and it was a real passion project that I did with Les Delano, an amazing plus photographer. We thought it would be really exciting to actually put this out, and it was very exhilarating to see it come to fruition. However, calendars are not what I would consider a money-making industry. I'm assuming that when they're done by like famous celebrities and things like that, the wideness of the promotion and the access to the resources behind it to really sell probably tens of thousands of copies has some impact on it.
Mm-hmm.
But especially for a new calendar that's never been in print before, they considered my calendar to be a huge success, and they actually have asked me every year since then to relaunch it, but not a very lucrative financial structure.
Mm-hmm.
And until someone wants to back it and be its, you know, be its representative, even if it doesn't end up making money but just looks beautiful, well, they can definitely call me and help me out. But until that point, I think we'll have to suffer without it.
Right. It's a great promotional item.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was so thrilling to do. And I think that just knowing that we were the first calendar, plus size calendar, ever to be sold on calendars.com, and it was in the calendar club kiosks around the country, girls would call me up like screaming that they saw it in their mall, which I think meant a lot at the time. But
yeah.
It's definitely, you know, I think that it would be fun to pair up with maybe a big box retailer at some point to do one. I'm
mm-hmm.
still surprised that some of those lines, you know, even like someone like Elaine Bryan, I'm actually fairly surprised they haven't ever tried to do one with their Cacique line of lingerie. That would be fantastic. But someday someone will, and, you know, or maybe with all this attention Crystal Ren's getting, that she'll have her own calendar soon. I mean, I used to get emails from men like you would not believe.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Mm-hmm. And the calendar distributor told me that actually they got very large orders from military men.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently some organizations that supplied calendars to our men in service, that there was a big demand for the calendar.
Now, when I was, you know, researching to do this interview with you, I went way back to some of your old blogs on MySpace.
Oh, no.
And there were a lot of things you were talking about 4 years ago that are still relevant today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the things you mentioned in your old blog was the lack of unity in the
mm-hmm.
plus community. Now, do you think anything has improved over the last 5 years?
Well, it's interesting that you'd bring that up, Shanice, because I think that there are some things going on, even that I've seen as recent as this week, that seem to be a bit decisive in the community as it was. There's definitely, I think, a sense among a lot of the women that really feel like they are pioneers in the plus movement that are very excited about what the younger generation is putting out there, but not necessarily included in all that's going on. I would love to see you know, some more unity in terms of just everybody being able to work together. I know that for me, there were a lot of plus size women that, you know, went to great lengths to help me with my career, and I wouldn't be anywhere that I was today without women like Wendy Shanker, author of The Fat Girl's Guide to Life. Jessica Svoboda has been a huge advocate of me for a long time. And, you know, I've met a lot of really wonderful plus size bloggers and designers, retailers, you know, women that I've known for 5 years or longer in this industry. And then you see these young women who have access to so much more style than we could ever have dreamed about at the time. And I'm
right.
so thrilled for all of them, but not sure that they understand the path that we had to tread to get there for them.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another blog that I read from way back in the day, and you were
mm-hmm.
very honest about your struggle
mm-hmm.
with self-acceptance.
Yeah.
And at one point you were talking about arm surgery and
mm-hmm.
questioning if you still even belonged in the plus size industry. So where are you with all of that right now?
It's definitely an interesting place to be, Shanice. I think that as a woman that had struggled so hard to be what I called fat and happy, there was a point that I got to where I think that I realized that for me, I was fat and fooling myself. That is something I talked about a lot in those old MySpace blogs.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 years ago, shortly after I had launched the Beauty Plus Power and its revised current sort of version, I made a decision for my personal health to lose some weight. Certainly didn't make me a skinny girl, still about a 14, 16, and definitely with my hips, often end up in plus size jeans still more than in the straight size stores. But it's funny because I worked so hard to make fat into a word that wasn't offensive, and I would say, I'm fat, and I'd feel okay about that and proud of myself. And then at one point I lost enough weight that people started being like, oh no, don't say that, as if I was putting myself down. And then at some point I realized I was even, I think, alienating some of my own, I want to call them my sisters, in fatness, because they felt that I was being slanderous to myself as opposed to being proud of it, that I was no longer considered fat enough to be part of the group. And actually at the Anna Schultz Trunk Show, I ran into a lot of women that I had known when I first started in this business and was maybe a size 20, 22, and everyone kept saying, you're so skinny, you're so skinny. Whereas when I go into a store or I'm with, you know, people at my day job or whatever, I may not be the biggest girl in the room, but there's certainly no one that's going to stand up and start screaming about how skinny I am. So definitely think I live in both worlds, and it's an interesting experience, but I certainly have empathy and compassion and understanding for women on the larger side of the spectrum, and also an understanding of the struggle that it takes within your own self-esteem to choose where you want to be with your body.
So have you found your place in the plus industry and happy with it? Because at one time you're like, oh, I'm not really blogging anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But are you back for good?
You know, I hope to say that I'm back for good, but with me, you never know. It depends on what gets me excited and what I see out there and whether or not there's a void that I think needs filling. Some days I think that I still am very relevant, and other days I think everybody will be fine without me if I just step out. So I think it'll really depend on the path that the rest of my life is going to take. Just recently, I started a brand new venture. I'm designing my own line of jewelry and selling it on Etsy, which is a great crafting site that allows people to sell their own products. So I'm very passionate and excited about that. And well, if that takes me a little bit away from blogging, so be it, because I feel that my creative outlet is being served. But I definitely love the warmth and friendship I found in the plus community, and I think that I'll never really be able to get away from that completely.
And besides the new jewelry website, is there anything else you have coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, I'm not exactly sure if it will be something that I do, but I found out about an exclusive plus-size blogging conference that's going to be taking place this summer in New York City, and it's, I think, going to be when I'm in Belize. So there was going to be a meet and greet I had heard about where you could interact with some of these young bloggers during their conference. But I was thinking, you know, if I'm not going to be there and if it's going to be sort of a more exclusive event, maybe I'll try to do something where everyone can come, like a brunch or a shopping day or something. We'll see if it really ends up panning out. But if there are any designers or plus ladies out there that would love to get together in New York City in the spring or the summer and do an outing, then they should definitely get in touch with me because I could always put something together. You know me. Give me $5 and a few hours, and I can always figure something out.
And tell us your official website so everybody knows where to go to get
okay.
the latest.
So my main website and directory is located at beautypluspower.com. It's also where you can find my blog, which is the part of the site that gets updated the most, and that's also found at beautypluspower.blogspot.com. You can get to Fashion Fits Me from Beauty Plus Power, and that's fashionfitsme.com. And then, of course, now with my brand new venture, the jewelry line is being designed under the name Sparkle Wing, and my website is sparklewing.etsy.com. Just have a few preview pieces up, but we'll have a full line of my beaded, whimsical beaded rings probably by this weekend.
Okay, well, sounds good. You have a lot of things going on as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great catching up with you.
It was good speaking to you too, Shanice. Always always great to hear your fabulous fabulous accent and get a chance to chat.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. And now we're going to hear from our Plus Model Radio contributors. Let's see if we can get Amy on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what's the latest going on in the industry?
Oh, as always, there's so much. But the most exciting thing, which I hope you've had a chance to see, is a fabulous Ashley Graham feature we did with Ford Plus Models.
Yes, it looks fabulous.
You love?
Yes, Ashley Graham is like one of the top models out right now.
Oh, my God, she is unbelievable. And not only just a beautiful face and body, she just is such a wonderful girl and has such a fabulous personal history about how she got into Plus Modeling and all the other things she does on the side, too, not only modeling, but she also travels to South Africa to do a lot of charity work, so it was really enjoyable to get to know her more. She was quite the lady.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. She goes, I think, twice a year for a couple weeks and works with kids and helps build homes, and it's really just so inspirational. And it was just so fabulous. We got to interview her parents, and they are just fabulous people and really understood what Ashley needed and helped encourage her to get into the Plus Modeling world. And they went with it with such a good attitude and never forced her to lose weight, just encouraged her to be who she was. And all of that just helped her develop into such a fabulous woman. So we were really quite honored and really enjoyed teaming up with Ford Plus to put this together. And as you can see, the editorial shots are just fabulous.
And were the photos of Ashley are exclusive to your site and can be seen nowhere else, right?
They are exclusive. And, of course, if anyone wants to, you know, ask us about it or chat about it, we're happy to, you know, talk more about Ashley and all else. So it's really, we want to hear what everyone loves, like if they loved it, if they want to see more, who else they want to see featured. So you can always email us at info@madisonplus.com and have a conversation. Tell us what you want to see, and we'll be sure to do our best to get it out to you.
Well, awesome. And pass the word to Ashley. I want to interview her on Plus Model Radio.
I will tell her. I will definitely pass it on.
Well,
so,
okay.
So not only that, we're also We also had a fabulous feature today on Christina Hendricks, who's on the cover of Esquire magazine, and she's just looking absolutely fabulous. And same with Crystal Ren was in another editorial. So it's really been a a busy week already, and it's only Monday, so who knows what the rest of the week will hold.
Right. Hopefully a lot of good things.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really exciting to see just everything growing really quickly. We also recently did a post with Plus Size Tall, which is a website based in France, and just covering some of the spring trends for the season. And so I thought I would share them with you as well.
Okay.
The tribal trend is really huge, so big, bold jewelry, eye-cat prints, and batik prints are just a fabulous way to, like, update your spring wardrobe. And also, one of my favorites is the military issue, so, like, utilitarian jackets, epaulettes, and just that strong, that beautiful, like, olive green and all the fabulous, like, khaki. So incorporating that into your spring wardrobe is definitely a must. And the last one, which I'm loving, is Sweetness and Light, which is, you know, pastels with gold sparkles and just a new take on using gold in your wardrobe. So it was all over Chanel's, on Karl Lagerfeld's runway for Chanel, and it was just really a new take on seeing pastels with gold. So definitely a fun one to pick up on for the season.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us the latest that's going on, those trends. I'm going to have to look into some new clothes for my spring wardrobe.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's try and get our second contributor for the night on the line, Sage. Let me see. Sage, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi,
oh,
Sage.
Good. I'm so glad. Sorry about the technical difficulty earlier.
That's okay. So what's your question for tonight?
So my question tonight is, I had a question from Rona in New York who asked how I could recommend breaking into the plus-size modeling industry in New York.
Okay.
So I thought I would go through and list the agencies here, and I did a little research to find out about open calls. And so we have, of course, Ford, Wilhelmina, Click. We have IPM, Flaunt, and Goddess. And Goddess is a part of Model Service Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really interested. It was interesting to me to find out that the only ones with open call was Wilhelmina,
mm-hmm.
which is Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon, and Goddess, which is Tuesdays from 10 to 10:30 a.m., and that's an open call for all the divisions.
So the rest of them you have to submit by mail?
Correct. They want a snapshot of one face and one body.
Okay.
But, I mean, I want to emphasize it is so important not to go pay for a photo shoot before you go into those open calls, because I really believe it's a waste of money.
Right, because the agent might not even like the pictures you've taken, and you have to shoot all over.
So seriously, yes, like one earring can ruin the shot.
Well, couldn't you just Photoshop that earring out?
Yeah, you could. I think hair, you know, I don't know that much about Photoshop, unfortunately, but you're right. I mean, you could try, you know.
But sometimes it's just not the look for the market.
Right. No, I mean, you don't know. No, it's true. And, I mean, the less you have to Photoshop, the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you plan a shoot, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing I wanted to recommend was if you're having troubles, like, starting in with these agencies, I would recommend maybe starting with an agency in New Jersey even.
Okay.
I know there's Access, and also maybe even in Philadelphia, because there's Click and there's also Wilhelmina, because I think starting in a smaller market, like, gives you an opportunity to get some experience.
Right,
and
then, because now some of the top agencies, they kind of want you to come with tears and something under your belt.
Especially because there's more girls coming to them than ever before.
Right.
Trying to get signed.
So sometimes you get with the smaller agency and just build your resume, then move up to the top.
Absolutely, and also you're getting experience without being as under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to the top client, and then you can't move very well, so
you'll never work for them again, worst case scenario, but it's absolutely possible.
Right, right. Well, awesome. That's very good information for those that are trying to get an agent in New York.
I hope so. Please send in your questions. I have a public page on Facebook. It's Sage Salzer Model. And I'm excited. I'm meeting with the winner of the Catherine's Modeling Contest.
Oh,
on,
okay.
Monday, yeah.
Are you going to mentor her or something?
Yeah, you know, we're going to going out with her and the VP of marketing, try to give her a little advice. Hopefully I can be helpful. She just, part of the contest award was a contract with Dorothy Combs Models in Miami.
Okay, so you two are with the same agency now.
Yeah, in Miami, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, cool. We'll keep us posted on that.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties earlier.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks, Sage.
Thank you. Have a
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And last but definitely not least is Henry N. Jackson. The award-winning designer Henry N. Jackson is excited by his latest venture, trademarked as Real Woman Bodies. This new line of fashion couture has been created specifically for all women, including full-figured women. His design company, Henry N. Jackson for HNJ, has created and merchandised high-end women's lines to Henry Bendel, Neiman Marcus, and others. He launched Henry Jackson Incorporated and has designed and managed design teams for Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, and Bally of Switzerland. Henry has consulted for companies around the globe, adding his talents and creative genius for design and business operations. Henry has history in creating elegant designs for full-figured women, true-life women. He is personally designed for celebrities such as Oprah Winfrey, Janet Jackson, Cicely Tyson, Halle Berry, and many more. Henry N. Jackson for HNJ is a line of high-end fashion that pays attention to elegant, flattering, classic designs with a twist and is a must-have. So let's welcome Henry to the show. Hi, Henry, are you there? Hi, Henry, are you there? Okay, we're having some technical issues. Hello? Hi, Henry, are you there? Okay, so if I can't get him on the line in the next few minutes, then we're just going to close the show. There are numbers in queue, but I don't know if either of these are. Hi, Henry. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Well, let's just close the show. We're going to have to catch up with Henry another time, but you can check out his website at www.henrynjackson.com. And tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. If you're interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have questions, or just looking for more info, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.